Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here today, Lord God, right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come into your sanctuary just one more time, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for protecting us and keeping us safe from all her common danger, seen and unseen. We thank you, Father God, for your blessings, Lord God. We thank you, God, for watching over us throughout the day, Lord God, wherever we went or wherever we were, Father God, you kept us, Lord God. You kept our mind, you kept our bodies, you kept our families and our loved ones, Lord God, and so we just thank you on today. We thank you for your blessings, Lord God. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for seeing about us. We thank you, Father God, for ministering to us. We thank you, Father God, for giving direction, and Father God, we just bless you, Lord God, and we honor you, Father God, and we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remove everything that is not of you, Lord God. Lord God, remove the distractions, Lord God. Remove the hindrances, Lord God. Remove the hardness of the heart, Father God. Remove the stiffness, the stubbornness, Lord God. Remove anything that's in our heart that is not of you, Lord God. Remove the jealousy, the envy, the covetousness, Lord God, the greed, the selfishness. God, the hate, Lord God. Lord God, remove, Lord God, the resentment, the anger, the bitterness, Lord God, any and everything, Father God. We ask you, God, that you uplift the heavy burdens, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, those things, Lord God, that has us weighed down, Father God, that you would take them up, Father God, that you would take them, Father God, that we would release them, Father God. Give us the courage to release and take our hands off of your business. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, that you enter in, Father God, enter into our hearts, Lord God. Cleanse our hearts, Father God. Cleanse our minds, Lord God. Regulate our minds, Lord God. Make us, Lord God, make us into what you want us to be, God, and give us a heart to accept, Lord God, whatever you have for us. Prepare our hearts, Lord God, for what is to come, Lord God. And as we go through the different tests, the trials and tribulations, things that are happening, Father God, God, let us have a heart, Father God, Lord God, of thanksgiving, Lord God. Let us have a praise in our heart, Father God. Let us remember, Lord God, what you have done before and that you can do it again. Father God, let us not be stuck, Father God. Lord God, thinking and believing, Father God, that you're not doing anything, God, but you're always doing something, Father God, and it all works out for our good, God. Let us stand on your word and your promises in the name of Jesus and not lean to our own understanding in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the chaos, Lord God, in the midst of everything that's going on, Lord God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, Lord God, that you help each and every one of us, Lord God, in each and every area of our lives, Lord God. And I ask, God, that you go after that backslider, Lord God. Those that, Lord God, knew of you, those that knew you, those that had a relationship with you, those that came in, Father God, but got tripped up, messed up, Father God, a message. God, that you will go after them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and bring them back into your house, Lord God. God, a message that you go after our children, Father God, that you will save them and deliver them and bring them back into the house of the Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And those that was never in, God, I ask that you save and deliver them and make them free, Lord, through your word. God, I ask that, God, that you send, oh God, send out into the public, Father God, people that can minister unto them, God. Them that, God, that would live the life, Lord God, before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That the life that they live before you, Father God, Lord God, the life that they live before you, Father God, would be seen by them, Father God, that they will know that you are God, Lord God. That they will speak your word and speak the truth, Lord God, and that word would get in and penetrate, Father God. Penetrate that armor, Father God, that walls that was placed and put up, Father God, that they would, Father God, release all that stuff. They would let it down, Father God, that you would tear down every wall erected, Lord God, because of pain, because of hurt, because of things that happened, because of experience of the past. God, that they would release it all, Father God, and remember that, or come to know that you are God and that you care about each and every one, each and every situation. Everything that you do, you really do care God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you help each and every one of us, Lord God, to be settled and rooted and grounded in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and not allow these things to trip us up and mess us up, Father God. Help us to be more mindful of what we say or what we think and how we act. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, God, that you will guide us in footsteps, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking that you help the marriages, Lord God. God, I'm asking that you will be in the midst of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And help them, Father God. Help them not to argue, Father God. Let one, Father God, bow down, Lord God, and just ask for your help, Lord God. And I'm asking that you just enter in, Father God, and give one person, if just one, Father God, would just call upon your name, Father God. You can sanctify the whole body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, Father God, that you help them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to communicate, not argue. Help them to love one another. Lord God, help them to remember, Lord God, why they got married to one another. In the first place, Lord God. God, rejuvenate the marriage, Lord God. Re-energize it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking that you touch your families, Lord God. Let there be reconciliation in the families, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let them come together and forgive one another. God, give us our hearts of absolutions, Lord God, that we will forgive one another, forgive and forget, Lord God. Be just like you, Lord God, and never bring it up again, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, remove any regrets and disappointments, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you, Lord God, on today. We thank you for your help. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We're asking, Father God, that you continue to be with us, watch over us, take care of us, Lord God, as we go throughout our night, that we will return home safely and the home will be safe, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that you will meet us right there, Lord God. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for regulating our minds, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for seeing about us, Lord God. And we honor you and we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen.